Grace, mercy, and peace be multiplied to you from God our Father and from our Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ. The text for our meditation on God's Word today is our Old Testament lesson, Book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, beginning at the 12th verse. And dear brothers and sisters in the faith, give me a break. Give me a break. What are we saying? What does this mean? We're saying, I've had enough of this nonsense. I don't want to hear about it anymore. I don't want to deal with it anymore. Give me a break. If you look at the bulletin for today, you'll see that 3 out of 4 of our lessons deal with the third commandment. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. And what does this mean? You may remember the words from your little catechism. We should fear and love God so that we do not despise preaching and his word, but hold it sacred and gladly hear and learn it. Or you could summarize the third commandment simply as, give me a break. Give me a break. What the people of Israel prayed to the Lord over and over again in their prayers for over 400 years, as the Egyptians, Book of Exodus chapter 1, set taskmasters over them to afflict them with heavy burdens, and so they ruthlessly made the people of Israel work as slaves, and they made their lives bitter with hard service in mortar and brick and all kinds of work in the field. Lord, give me a break. That's not all, though. As the Hebrews multiplied, it says, Pharaoh commanded all his people, every son that is born to the Hebrews, you shall throw him in the Nile. Throw the baby into the Nile River so that they can't rise up against us. Lord, give me a break. There's Psalm 81 talks about bearing the burden and carrying the basket. Other places in the scripture talks about the work in Egypt and says Egypt was working in an iron furnace like Medford in the heat of summer. Lord, give me a break. And maybe what was most bitter was not just the labor, but because there was no future in it. No future. This last Wednesday evening, we had our preschool graduation. Our little ones graduated, and they received their diplomas and their hat and all of that. And each one of them was asked what they want to be when they grow up. And we had a number of firefighters. We had a policeman. We had some astronauts. We had an inventor. We had a scientist. We had a princess. We also had, during practice, a rock star. But these kids have something that the kids in the Old Testament didn't have, that the Old Testament lesson was talking to. They had a future. They can think about such things. They can think about a future. They can think about what I might be. Maybe some of them are unrealistic, but you can still think about the future, what I might be. And if you ask the Hebrew kids back in Moses' day, they would say, I already know what my future is. I'm walking in the footsteps of my parents. They were slaves, and I too will be a slave. For long years crying out, Lord, give me a break. And so it is, Exodus chapter 3, the Lord appeared to Moses in a burning bush. And the Lord said, I have surely seen the affliction of my people who are in Egypt, and I have heard their cry because of their taskmasters, and I know their sufferings, and I have come down to deliver them out of the hands of the Egyptians and to bring them up out of that land to a good and a broad land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Follow the progression there. The Lord says, I have seen, I have heard, I know, I have come down, and I will bring you into a good land. And it is on the edge of that land, as they are on the edge of the promised land about to go in the book of Deuteronomy, today's Old Testament lesson, that the Lord says, now remember. Remember where you were. They never gave you a break. Remember where I am taking you into the land of promise, where you will get a break. Remember that part of that break I am giving to you is something called the Sabbath day. Third commandment, remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy or keeping it set apart from all the other days. 6 days you shall work, and on the Sabbath, though, is a day set apart to the Lord your God. Now, it is easy in our situation to hear that as a commandment, the third commandment. It's easy to hear it as a rule, as an ordinance, as a regulation, as something that you are compelled to follow, almost like a slave, like the Pharisees did in Mark chapter 2 in the gospel lesson. They turned it into a slavery. And instead, the Lord says, no, that's not it. I'm giving you a break. I'm giving you a break. Now, if you're too dumb to take it, I don't know what to do with that. Your animals aren't too dumb. The ox and the donkey, they'll take a break from pulling the plow 6 days, 7 days a week to the point of exhaustion. They're smart. You be smart too. Psalm 127, unless the Lord builds the house, those who build it labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchman stays awake in vain. It is in vain that you rise up early and go late to rest, eating the bread of anxious toil, because the Lord gives to his beloved children sleep. Remember. Remember the Sabbath day by keeping it holy. The Lord is giving you a break. He gave them a break. He still says the same thing to us. But before we talk about the Sabbath day, before we say remember the Sabbath day, God said something before that we want to look at. Ephesians chapter 2. It says, therefore, remember that at one time you were the Gentiles in the flesh. Remember that you were separated from Christ, that you were not part of the people of Israel, that you were strangers to the covenants of the promise. You had no hope and you were without God in the world. But now in Christ Jesus, you who once were far off have been brought near by the blood of Christ, for he himself is our peace. In other words, even if you weren't back in Old Testament times, and even if you weren't part of the people of God genetically, your story is the same thing. You came into this world without hope and without God in the world. You had no future except a slavery to sin, and that slavery was going to kill you. And the Lord said, I have seen, I have heard, I know, I have come down. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. I have come down and I will bring you into a good land. God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. I will bring you into that good land. And not only that, remember that you still have a human body. And you can't just go 24/7, no matter how much you want to push it. And remember that you have a human mind that sometimes just needs to catch a break and just get away from everything, this crazy world and all of its sinful noise. And remember that the Lord gives to his beloved rest, and rest of body and rest of heart and mind on Sunday morning to hear his voice. To let his voice drown out the noise of this world, his thoughts, his ways, his praise, instead of those other things. Now, if you want to, you can see that as a commandment. You can see that as a rule. You can see that as an ordinance. You can see that as a regulation. And if that's what you want to do, go ahead, I guess. But I would suggest to you that you see it better as a gift. A gift from your Heavenly Father who knows about your needs. A gift from your Savior Jesus who said, "Come unto me, all you who labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." And a gift from the Holy Spirit who has a big job to do, and that's to give you faith. And sometimes maybe the Holy Spirit gets a little tired of having to continually compete with your need and my need to be doing something and filling every minute of the day. It makes me think of a fellow I knew years back, a Christian man. We were talking about faith, but then he said something kind of interesting. He said, "You know what I believe in?" He said, "I believe in the Protestant work ethic." That sounds good. The Protestant work ethic. And then he defined it for me. This is the Protestant work ethic. This, in his definition, every minute of every day, you need to justify before Almighty God why he should continue to let you draw breath. Well, it sounds commendable, especially when there are so many lazy people out there, but what does a Christian person remember? You remember that you're already justified. You're already right with God in the cross of Jesus and by the life of Jesus. You're already right with your Heavenly Father. And so Romans chapter 8, what do we say then in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us? And he who did not spare his own son, but gave him up for us all, how will he not also with him graciously give us all things, including a break? He gives us a break. A day to come once again to hear God's word, to shut out the noise for a while, and to say with Psalm 122, "I was glad when they said unto me, let us go to the house of the Lord." And also times of rest during the rest of the week. Because the Lord is good. The Lord is a father to his people. The Lord loves us. The Lord saved us. And the Lord knows you need a break. And may the peace of God, which passes all human understanding, may it keep your hearts and your minds through faith in Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.